The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace issued a report today. It's a private, nonpartisan Washington, D.C. think tank, and it stated in a 100-page statement that Iraq posed no imminent threat to the United States before the war. Additionally, it asserts that there was no solid evidence that Saddam Hussein was cooperating with al-Qaeda. Secretary of State Colin Powell, at a news conference today, disagreed with Carnegie's assessment. Joining us now from her office here in Washington is the president of the Carnegie Endowment, Jessica Matthews. She's one of its three authors of this report. Thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
How did you reach the conclusions?
We did the first effort to take a comprehensive look at all the publicly available information on weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, all the unclassified information, the declassified information, the reports from inspectors, the reports from David Kaye's survey group on the ground post-war, just a mass of data, and the first effort to put it into a single coherent framework. And then we looked at it, and we saw a bunch of patterns emerging, and we compared it to what we know now. So this was a straightforward piece of research, part of it. And then part of it was an effort to look forward, to look at what that data showed and to make some recommendations about how we might do things differently.
Let's listen to President Bush's State of the Union address. This is an excerpt of that. This was almost 1 year ago, last January 28th.
The dictator of Iraq is not disarming. To the contrary, he is deceiving. From intelligence sources, we know, for instance, that thousands of Iraqi security personnel are at work hiding documents and materials from the UN inspectors, sanitizing inspection sites, and monitoring the inspectors themselves.
Jessica Matthews, what do you attribute to President Bush's statement to? Bad information?
Well, I'm not sure that anything there was untrue. In that particular excerpt, you know, there was a built-in contradiction in the inspection effort that was underway a year ago now, and that was that one reading of the UN resolution said Saddam has to disarm and not obstruct the inspectors. The other one interpreted it as meaning he has to actively cooperate. My own view always at the time was the inspectors could find what was there so long as they were not obstructed. And indeed, they. One of the key findings of our report is they appeared to have been finding not necessarily what we expected them to find, but was in fact was there.
Yet your report concludes, it says in one point, that the government systematically misrepresented pre-war intelligence.
That's right. That's what we found, that over and above some intelligence failures, there were a variety of patterns of misrepresentation, of which the most obvious kind was this, that all the expressions of uncertainty, which were throughout the intelligence reports, we assess, we judge, we believe, we cannot exclude, all of that was dropped, and it became we know. And, of course, we didn't know. And if you look back at, for example, Secretary Powell's extensive discussion at the UN, most of the biggest claims, the mobile biological labs, the unmanned aerial vehicles, the hundreds of tons of chemical weapons have turned out not to be the case. So taking expressions of uncertainty, turning them into fact, was one part of the problem. There were others where inspectors' reports were misrepresented, and things that said, they might have done this, mm-hmm. were described as having been, they did do this.
We just have a few seconds left,
yeah.
But I did want to ask you, Secretary of State Powell disagreed with your report at his news conference earlier today. Is there going to be room for doubt on the other side? Is this always going to be a bit of a he said, she said?
Well, I don't know what he said, so I can't. I think not, and I think one of the major recommendations that we made is the need to have a public commission that would operate initially. It would have to be in closed operation, but then make its report public, that really looks at the record on the intelligence. We could only look at the unclassified material, and that then releases enough of its findings to show the public that a good job was done. And that covers not just the U.S. intelligence, but the 30 million page archive that was collected by the U.N. inspectors. There has
Jessica Matthews of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, thank you so much.
Righto.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.